Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, text 20. Very long verse, I'll sing to myself.
Ramakesha avatara yattamam mastam avatara rupam tat varsha purushasya mano prak pradarshitam sa idanam idanim api mahata bhakti yogendra yoginatyatidam chudarati. Ramakecha.
Ramakecha.
Also in Ramika Varsha.
Also in Ramika Varsha.
Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
No, sorry. Varsha.
Varsha.
No. Bhagavata.
Bhagavata.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Priyatamam.
Priyatamam.
The foremost.
The foremost.
Matsyam.
Matsyam.
Fish.
Fish.
Avatarupam.
Avatarupam.
Of the form of the form of the incarnation.
Of the form of the incarnation.
Tatvarsha Purushasya.
Tatvarsha Purushasya.
Of the ruler of that land.
Of the ruler of that land.
Mano.
Mano.
Manu.
Manu.
Prak.
Prak.
Previously.
Previously.
At the end of the Chakshusha Manvantara.
At the end of the Chakshusha Manvantara.
Pradarshitam.
Pradarshitam.
Exhibited.
Exhibited.
Cha.
Cha.
That Manu.
That Manu.
Idanim.
Idanim.
Api.
Yeah. Api.
Even until now.
Even until now.
Mahata Bhakti Yogena.
Mahata Bhakti Yogena.
By dint of advanced devotional service.
By dint of advanced devotional service.
Arathyayati. Worships of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Idam.
This.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
Udaharati.
Udaharati. Chants. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued. In Ramyaka Varsha, where Vaivasata Manu rules, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Vatsya at the end of the last era, the Sakshusha Manvantaras. Vaivasata Manu now worships Lord Vatsya in pure devotional service and chants the following mantra. Next verse, no purport.
Om Namo Bhagavate Mukhya Tamaya Namaha Satyaya Pranayaya Jujase Shanashe Baya Maha Matsyaya Namahiti.
Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is pure transcendence. He is the origin of all life, bodily strength, mental power, and sensory ability, known as Matsya Avatar, the gigantic fish incarnation. He appears first among all incarnation. Again, I offer my basis unto him. Purport, Shilsu Jayadeva Goswami sings,
Pralaya Bhavati Jale Jitarvana Sivedam Vihita Vihita Saritam Akedam Kesha Jita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
Soon after the cosmic creation, the entire universe was inundated with water. At that time, Lord Krishna, Keshava, incarnated as a gigantic fish to protect the Vedas. Therefore, Manu addresses Lord Matsya as Mukhya Uttama, the first incarnation to appear. Fish are generally considered a mixture of the modest ignorance and passion. But we must understand that every incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely transcendental. There is never any deterioration of the Supreme Lord's original transcendental quality. Therefore, the word satya is used here, meaning pure goodness on the transcendental platform. There are many incarnations of the Supreme Lord, Varaha Murti, the boar form, Kurma Murti, the tortoise form, Hayagriva Murti, the form of the horse, and so on. Yet, we should never think that any of them is material. They are always situated on the platform of Sutta-Sattva, pure transcendence. This is all very interesting because it talks about the incarnation of the Lord, various incarnations of the Lord, particularly fish incarnation. As mentioned here, this Bhagavad Gita is the first incarnation of the avatars of the Lord. And then there's various different incarnations. Varaha, Murti, Hayagriva, the boar incarnation, the Kurma, the tortoise incarnation. And Prabhupada explains one very interesting point that fish particularly is more of ignorance and passion. Why did the Lord take birth, appear as the form of a fish in that form of fish incarnation who is always covered in ignorance and passion. And but Prabhupada explains it in this purpose, towards the end of the purpose, that the Lord is in the platform of Sutta-Sattva, pure transcendence. This we understood very clearly, especially as devotees, we understand this point clearly, that the Supreme Lord, He can appear in any form He likes, but He is not affected by that material form, that of the living entity. He remains as He is, as the Supreme Lord, even in the form of a fish, or a tortoise, or the boar. Even us, we would never desire to take birth as a fish, or a boar. And who wants to? So this is one point we should understand how Krishna, He takes the compassion to appear as any of these different lower forms He accepts. But at the same time, when He takes His appearance in these different forms, the fish or boar or horse form, He remains transcendental whatsoever. That's a very important point to understand. It's just like a king may go to a prison house, doesn't mean he becomes a prisoner. He is still a king. He is just visiting, paying his visit to the prisoner to see their well-being. So similarly, Krishna appeared in different forms. Yugasya dharma glani bhavati yuga yuga. He appeared in every millennium for a particular purpose, to re-establish dharma, religious principles. So in this, here, Matsya avatar, he appeared to protect the Vedas. Vedas will get lost because the universe was inundated with water. So the Lord appeared to protect the Vedas and the sages, the devotees. And He said that, I come to protect my devotee and to establish dharma. Dharma sthapanayas avatayasabhavami yuge yuge. I appeared to protect the dharma and to protect His devotees. He was protecting His devotees. They got that big ship and the fish, and they tied the ship to the fish, big wing. Actually, it's very interesting how the fish was very small and started to grow instantly into a huge fish form. So Krishna, He is so kind and merciful that He appears in this form to protect His devotees. love His devotees, He will do anything. He takes a hardship to protect His devotees. That's the what is the need for God to take birth as these different forms? In fact, He is the creator of all these things. So He can appear in the form He likes. And not only that, He's actually already in the body of all these living entities and the form of Paramatma, Super Soul. He's residing in all the living entities as Super Soul. Even in the body of an ant, is so small. And He can be even smaller. Because Parasha Shakti, maybe that His energy is so intricate and so transcendental that we cannot even perceive with these eyes. Because He can be smaller than the smallest. It's explained in the Ishvarshad. He's far away, very near, He's small, smallest, He's very big. He can appear to be whatever He wants to be. Because He's God. God can be whatever He wants. So He comes here, it's not that He accepts a material body. Mogasa Baba Karma, no. The demonic people, the materialistic, they think that God is His being. He's like one of us. They're jealous of Him. So they put the God on the same platform as us. But Krishna, when He was the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is you see that photo of Krishna, the charioteer of Arjuna. As Krishna is mentioned, He is at the age of 125. He was already 125, but He looks like a young boy. Navayauvanam. Krishna is known as Navayauvanam. He is eternally youthful. Youthful means 16-year-old. When we turn 50, our body changes completely. Isn't it? At the age of 25, 30, we start to change. Body changes like anything. And that's why we always look at ourselves in the mirror. How do I look at some years ago? And say, oh yeah, those days when I was young. And all the sticky shaking. The hand shaking. They had paralysis. Krishna, He's Bhagavan. He's eternal. He is eternally youthful. Navayauvanam. He is eternal, yet He is always very young. That is God. God means one who is always transcendental. He is not affected by the three modes of material nature. He is the creator of the material nature. He is the creator of this universe. He is the creator of all living entities. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mataham saram pravartate. All the material and spiritual, Krishna says, is emanation of Him, is emanating from Him. He is the creator of everything. He is the creator of all things. How can He be affected? So this is a very important thing to know. So this is why transcendental vision of a devotee is that he sees everything in a Krishna conscious way. When he sees a dog, he sees an elephant, he sees a pandit, he sees a, Krishna explains, he sees a cow, a snake, whatever. He sees that Krishna is in the body, as the Paramatma. He sees them as a servant of God. That is the transcendental vision of a devotee. That is described as a pandit. A pandit, scholarly person, means one who sees this, sees everything according to Sakya. He sees all living entities. So there is no problem. This is why you can see Hare Krishna movement. We have people from all background living so peacefully, chanting Hare Krishna. There's no issue among us because we are all serving Krishna together in a big happy family, Krishna's family. So when we can understand spiritual knowledge, scriptural knowledge, then we can situate ourselves in Chandra Bhattacharya. Then there is no problem. That is spiritual knowledge. Spiritual world means they see everybody sees Krishna as the Supreme and they all serve Him. So that's why Krishna comes to this world. Janma karma samadhi dhyanam. Krishna's activity and His pastime and His lila, transcendental, are all transcendental. This is the month Krishna will appear. August, we're forgiving because time goes so fast due to the coronavirus. People are so affected by the disease, burned out of the disease. The Simuchi world is filled with suffering. And it is more prominent these times because it's happening so quickly. So Krishna appeared to save us from the suffering. He is so merciful. He comes as Krishna Balaram to protect His devotees and also perform His lila in Vrindavan. Raising the cows in the forest in Vrindavan. Lila is so wonderful. Dharma lila is wonderful. So this is the month. This is the time when Krishna appeared. Krishna has always appeared. So we have to focus our consciousness and meditate these pastimes of the world, lila, pastimes of Krishna. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, when you're associated with devotees, always talk about Krishna's pastimes. Whatever the situation is, bring the point to this point as Krishna in the center of our life. Our life is full of miseries, so many problems, because we turn away from Krishna, lila, Krishna's pastimes. Then the problem comes. We are attracted to Maya, we are attracted to sense enjoyment, because we are not seeing Krishna as the enjoyer. Why Krishna comes here? Krishna can solve all the problems from the spiritual world. But He wants to come here personally and associate with His devotees. He wants to come here personally and intermingle with the living entities here. Because all the living entities are His servant, Krishna's servant. They are temporarily fallen out of the world. So He, out of His cosmos, mercy, He appears here in this world. So He intermingles, He blesses the living entities. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. He takes the trouble, Lord Ram, He went to the forest. He takes the trouble for His devotees. It's not His suffering, but He takes the pleasure being with His devotees, associating with His devotees. So all those Krishna's associates, they come with Him. They come to this world before even Krishna comes to prepare for Krishna's arrival. So, especially as devotees, we know that Krishna is extremely merciful. His devotees are merciful, that's because Krishna is merciful. We take on the qualities of Krishna. Devotees of Krishna, we take on the qualities of Krishna because Krishna is supremely merciful. Sometimes people say, oh, God is so cruel. He is making everybody suffer. Why is he suffering here? He made it. No. Why does He come here? He gives us a free choice to serve Him or serve Maya. We all know very well that this place is not a fit for us. It's a miserable place. We can go to a place where there is no misery. But we choose to go to a place where there is full of suffering. We choose to, knowingly. Janiya shaniya vishakhayam. Narottama Sampradaya, he says, they're drinking poison knowingly. They see on the label poison, go for it. Okay. So that's the living entities in this world. So Krishna, out of His mercy, out of His kindness, He's caused us mercy. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachinananda Vigraha. He comes, He has caused us mercy. There is no reason for His coming. His real reason for His coming is to perform lila with His devotees, to associate with His devotees, to have pastimes with His devotees. We can rot in this material world. He could say that about this. These people turn away from me, let them suffer. But he doesn't dissolve, so he comes in the form of fish. He comes in the form of Varaha. He comes in the form of Lord Shiva. He comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Krishna Bhagavan. Lord Ram. They say he comes like an ordinary human being to check on us, to bring us back to Godhead. So if there is some issue in a devotee's life, it's because Krishna is intermingling. Krishna is pointing us, okay, you're not doing it nicely. Serve me. You're not paying attention to me. You're turning away from me. So that he gets the devotees to check on us. There's always a reason behind everything we do. You can say, this and that. We can argue. But what are we doing in this material world? Why do we end up in the material world? Why are we here? Just like if you go to the hospital. Why do you go there? Only because you're sick, you go to the hospital. Isn't it? This is God's fault. No, he was sick, he went there. He made doctors, he made a hospital because he cared for you. He created the medicine, Dhanantara. He's holding the pot of medicine, isn't it? He's merciful. You open a beautiful fruit, orange, an apple, or a banana. He could have said that. Let them eat. He put a cover on it, the skin. You peel it so it can be protected, so you can eat it. For our benefit. You see the orange? The skin on it. Inside they see so many different intricacies. How it created an apple, different types of fruits. So many exotic fruits, vegetable. He gave us. So if you think God is not merciful, why did he put a cover on the fruit? He could say, just eat it. He throw at you. No, it's growing in a tree with the... So Krishna is very all merciful. He is all merciful. This is why he comes here. In a certain hardship, he comes as a fish, a small fish, they pick him up, and then he starts to grow, they put him in the pond, and then the ocean. This is all a lot of work for God to do all this. And then they tie this thing with a big ship. Imagine somebody tying my back a big ship and pull it. It's like a ritual. There's so much hard work in there. And he's pulling the big boat with all the Vedas and all the sages, the devotees. He's pulling them. Because the world is full of water, dissolution time. So he is so kind and so merciful. Actually, when we listen to like this, we should be crying how kind he is. We see, I am so kind. We are not kind at all compared to God's kindness. We give some food every day, cook a little bit. There's millions and billions of people around me out there suffering. And Krishna is feeding them all. He created a tree. Even in the desert, there's a type of fruit, a root. The locals know it. That root, it contains a lot of water. Because there's no water in the desert. So if you eat that root, it's as good as drinking water. Because it contains a lot of water in it. So, you think God is cruel? He, even if he's not here, he's still making arrangements for us. Just like yesterday, some of you went to see the city council and he took burfi, spinach pie, what else, sandesh, halwa, really good prasad. Because they are giving, so we should give back. So, this is a good thing, created by revelation. So, devotees are always very thankful. We know God is there. He's giving these things. How could we neglect and negate His existence. We know He's always providing for us, isn't it? He's providing. So we're thankful. You know, they're giving us for the last year and this year, they're giving us all these vegetables and food. We don't know what to do with it. So much. We don't buy so much. So Krishna is giving. They think, oh, we're getting from the supermarket, of course. We're getting. No, no. It's grown in the field. Jagat Bhavanti Parajanya, Anna Bhavanti Bhutani, Jagat Bhavanti Parajanya. Krishna said, through the yajna, the rains come. And the demi is giving because we perform the sacrifice. That's why sometimes they're drunk. They turn the tap off, the demigods. No water. Drying up. Rivers are drying up. Animals, they don't get grass. They have to bring from other states. So we have to always remember behind everything the existence of God who is creating all these things. He is the provider. Aham sarvasmin prabhavo. All things come from me. Krishna is giving all these things. Try to be thankful. Try to always be Krishna conscious. Give others. I'm cooking this, I'm thinking, I'm cooking what? And she's going to sit there and goes in the bin? No, we're cooking for Krishna so it can be tasted by devotees, to relish by the devotees. We're sharing. So it's a very wonderful service we're all doing here. So similarly, Krishna consciousness is a process where we can become at every moment Krishna conscious. It's such a wonderful process. You can be Krishna conscious wherever you are. Because you have to learn the art of knowing Krishna in every place you are, wherever you are. In the ashram, at the temple, at home, wherever. You see everything is Krishna's. This is why Krishna appears to remind us, to make us think of Him. Manmana bhava bhakta, mataji manmana shkuru. Krishna said, think of me, become my devotee. Why did He say that? Because that is the way that we can achieve happiness when we meet Krishna consciousness, when you're connected to Krishna, when you're with Krishna, when you're Krishna, when you're with Krishna and devotees, when you're chanting Hare Krishna. You know, temples are filled with hundreds of devotees. But we feel ecstatic here. There's few of us. We're singing and dancing. And Krishna's earring falls off. I don't know what happened, but you know, He's watching us. He wants to participate in the Haranam, in the chanting. It's so far away, we're not moving the floor, it's marble floor. How does it affect the Lord? But He's there in the deity. He says here, Murti. Varaha Murti, Kurma Murti, Hayagriva Murti. Murti means a form. So they're there in the Murti. Some of them are off. They're not moving. How do you know they are there? Accepting the food you cook. We work so hard to cook all this food, bring from, and we're offering. How do you know they're eating it, even? Maybe not. We ring the bell, ding, 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 and send some mantra. Doesn't mean He has to eat it. Sorry, bro. We're dirty. He doesn't have to eat it. He said, nah, no thanks. Wasn't good today. I don't want it. The cook was thinking of something else. And the pujari had a fight with his wife and he wasn't in a good frame of mind. He's chanting mantra, but Krishna knows us. He's not in need, but he knows everything. If He is in our heart, you know, peacock has artificial eyes. You know, they look like eyes. So we have eyes, we don't see Krishna with our eyes. We want to see beautiful women or beautiful something. Then we receive our eyes. We see Krishna. So Krishna is there. He's accepting our service. So it's not just Murti. He's there. He's not just made out of marble, made out of metal. He's there. That's why he is reciprocating. Bhava Grahi Janardana. He accepts our feelings of love. Our affection. Just like if I call Hari Bol Vijay Prabhu, I say, Kon bola mereko? Who is calling me? Why am I seeing you like a stone sitting there? You can hear me. But if I wish to call you, hey, Vijay Prabhu, he said, I don't want to listen to you because the way you're calling me, perhaps. So when you call Krishna with love and affection, Hare Krishna, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tears coming from your eyes, like rain. Gada gada, your voice looking up, tears falling, hair standing on end. Then Krishna will listen. Now I'm chanting for so many years. How am I feeling? Because where is our hair standing on end? As soon as you get quick switch around so we can take our pushara. So bhakti is every mantra, every word that comes out, each mantra with love and affection. It's not that you're in a hurry to finish it. You take your time because it's Krishna. You're loving it. Anand Nashika Maharaj is the one Maharaj that I know. He's amazing. Like, he never tells when he's arriving. Sometimes he comes in the middle of the night. So we wake up in ashram, he's sitting, he's sleeping there. Very humble. He's a guru, a disciple. And he didn't tell anyone when he's arriving, pick him up and arrange his room. No, he just arrives. So sometime our authority in our temple were angry with him. He said, Maharaj, you have to tell us, we can arrange for you. So sometime he does, sometime he doesn't. But I'm just saying that how humble Maharaj is. Krishna's seeing his attitude. So it's not that we should be very fanatical, but also understand our attitude of serving Krishna, our devotion. It's very impressive, our devotional quality. So we will be chanting for 7 years, but I will actually put some love in it. We're talking about love. What is love? Devotion. You cannot describe devotion with love. It's a different thing. Devotion means worship. I put you on the altar of worship. That's real love. So when you talk about love, I love you. But that is not like worship. Worship is much better than love. It's like ceremonial. Highly respected. Every time you come, we roll out the road carpet and have a kirtan, garland, chanda. That's worship. That's love. And you just say a little bit love, but that doesn't mean love. Real love means worship Krishna. Why do we worship Krishna? Because we see Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like it says here. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared as Lord Vasudeva. So He's known as the Supreme Source of all Godhead. What does the Godhead mean? He is God of all God. Oh, everything comes from Him. Even other avatars come from Krishna. He is the incarnation of all incarnations. In fact, we should not even use this word incarné. Because incarné is a French word. Carné. It means flesh. So, when you say incarné, it means material body. We say avatar. He appeared. But just for the sake of and making people understand the incarnation. But actual incarnate means, someone was explaining this, incarnate means flesh. He appeared in the body, material body. But God doesn't appear in the material body and take the body of Him being. He's a supreme, so He has a spiritual body. That's Siddhanta Vigraha. He can take body in the form of fish or any form of entity. He remains as He is. That's what Sri Prabhupada as it is. He is the Supreme as it is, no matter what form He takes, in what time. So, this is the quality of the Supreme. He is extremely merciful, and when He appears here, His purpose of coming here is to perform His lila, to show His causeless mercy towards His devotees. He has made any of these things. He can say, these people turn away from me, let them rot in the material world. Let them suffer. He can tell the material nature, make them suffer more. That's what's happening. But he is not like that. We have to pay for our karma. You know how many people they, how many animals they kill every day? Millions of cows in slaughter every day. Catch fish by thousands every day. They have fisheries, factories. They're packing and sending goats and from here to Middle East by the ship. So many animals have been slaughtered. And then 300 people die from coronavirus. A lockdown in place. What about the living entities? Every living entity, we have to pay for the karma. So that's why they're suffering. That's the real, there's a reason for suffering, because of killing all these animals. So that's why Krishna comes. Chant the holy name. The holy name is Krishna's there in the name. By chanting Krishna's name, we're getting purified. So, making people chant Hare Krishna, we chant Hare Krishna together, this purifies our existence. What is that? Whomever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Teach them about Krishna. Shikhaya, you know. That shloka, that song. Whomever, teach them about Krishna and make them sing about Krishna. Forget the song. Krishna Padesh. There's another. Tell them about Krishna, make them chant Hare Krishna. Teach them about Krishna. That song. It's within that song. So we feel very pleasure doing that. Because when you preach about Krishna, when you talk about Krishna, it's very exciting. Because Krishna is there. Sometimes I've seen some devotees, they talk and when they're sitting here, they almost feel like they want to get up. They're so excited, like Jagadguru Maharaj before. Now we cannot do like that, but before he used to be so excited. Go around and he almost like giving up the seat. There's the ecstasy, the chanting about Krishna. Ecstasy, chanting about Krishna. You know something you just, you don't show interest. It's very pleasurable, chanting Hare Krishna, the talk about Krishna. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, then my devotees conversing one another, they take great pleasure in it. So, you know, people get excited talk about someone or something. So similarly, they talk about Krishna. You know, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for the last 45 years, but I don't feel boring at all. I feel excited every time. Sometimes people say, how do you feel? I feel fantastic. Because, you know, people talking here, there's something going on. I just pick up my beads and chant. Even in the kitchen, when I'm done, I just chant one round. Why have little time? But that's what we should be doing. Whenever we have extra time, chant. Or go to read. Let's talk to Jagannath Prabhu. I was saying, what are the brahmacharis do every day? You know, all the rules are closed. What you're saying, they're studying. They're having class, online class. You're all busy. So keep yourself always occupied with Krishna consciousness. And then it feels fantastic, isn't it? It just feels good. Just like when you go see a movie, Karmi movie, not devotional movie. People will tell you, they felt just a waste of time. They felt like they should have done it. So when you chant one round, when you come to search your devotees a little bit, do some service for Krishna, it just has an uplifting feeling, very purifying feeling, very happy feeling at the end. That's why at the end of the day, the devotee life, we feel already ecstatic. We feel really good. And then we feel the day is accomplished, complete. You've done a nice day, had a nice day, because you chanted your rounds, you did all things nicely for Krishna. You don't feel wasted. So, similarly, we always have to see Lord's pastimes. Deal, talk about Krishna. So Prabhupada wanted us to read at night before sleep Krishna book. Get together, everyone bringing milk, read Krishna book. We should do it before, now time. Every day, go out, take time, come back in the evening, we all sit together again, just before we sleep. And we drink milk and somebody read Krishna book. So the idea is that when you go to sleep, you can dream of Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. And Prabhupada said that even if you were to go to sleep, they are paying obeisances. They only come. But when you go to sleep, you rest in your body. So it's like devotional service. So you can get up and go to the temple. There's this problem here. Nikesha is over here. He's only here a few more days. Even a very exemplary devotee here from the time we've been here. You came, you joined here, you got initiated. So our temple is like, we're like, we are your guru, actually. You have your own guru, but we also like your guru because you learn from the devotees here in the ashram. So we put you up to Maharaj to get initiated. So you always have to remember that wherever you go away, yeah, in Melbourne Temple, can't be back. We're all part of it. We're all part of the same family. Everybody has different service. Somebody's president, somebody's vice president, but we're all doing our services. So we're all encouraging each other. So you are being very exemplary because I've always seen, and the day I stayed here, I was saw you always here, program, attending program, coming to Mumbai. It's very nice. So Krishna is always watching us, our performance of our Krishna consciousness, exemplary, how exemplary we are. In fact, all of you are good. I'm just saying, I just chose you because you think you're always here. And you have your own metanga. It's nice. And that's our hobby, you know. It's not like, you know, sometimes we go to people's home and they have a room where there's all full of toys and stuff. You know, it's all garbage. But you have the devotional articles, you know, devotional paraphernalia to worship Krishna. We have full of that. So this way, you know, Vaishnava's life is a life of example to others. Doesn't matter who you are, we're all in the same family of Krishna's devotees. We didn't encourage each other to serve Krishna. So we are here in these temples. Our Hare Krishna temple, these temples all over the world, is a place where we can execute our service nicely. So we can get rid of our desire. That's why we have beautiful people. You go to some Indian temple also, they are dressed like our deities. Now they are doing it because they are following Islam. They're following Islam. You know, and I mean, before I joined Hare Krishna, I used to go to so many temples to see the deities. And I came to Iskon and said, wow, I couldn't take my eyes off. They're so beautiful, so gorgeously dressed, glittering, the temples so clean. So, this is preaching. So, when you see a devotee, they're reflecting the qualities of Krishna. They're very clean and they're very humble, they're so ecstatic, they're full of joy, they do the services. You know, whatever you're doing, yeah, I've never seen Nikeshwari unhappy. Sorry, I'm saying this, but all of you never seen you unhappy, but especially you. I've never seen you argue with someone or unhappy. You're only expressing, I can say this to you now because you're going away. Because if you're still here next month, then I'm saying this to you, then I have to face you. And then maybe I'll feel shy or feel shy or something. But if you're not here, we can say good things about you, not bad things. So, you know, devotees are a gem, are like the qualities of Krishna. Because when you think of Krishna always, when you chant Krishna's name, you become like Krishna. You're not Krishna, but you become like Krishna. You know, when you start to act like them a little bit, talk like them or behave like them. Similarly, when you think of Krishna, isn't it? You become like Krishna. That's the idea. We have to become like Krishnaist, Krishna consciousness. That's what it means. Why Radharani? She's always next to Krishna. In the gopis, it's mentioned, the gopis, they criticize Brahma. Brahma is the creator of all of us, the divinities. They said, you made us blink. When you look at someone, you have to blink. So he said, you make us blink. That time when you blink, we cannot see Krishna. So he's to criticize Brahma. We are blinking, you know. That much, they're looking at Krishna always. Krishna goes to the forest every day to feed the cows, and they would come out and look at Krishna till they can't see him anymore, so far away. Like, we see Krishna small, small. They're looking, eyes wide open, and mention that they're boiling milk, cooking. They forget the milk falling over is on fire. They're just out there looking at Krishna. Like, total meditation. They love Krishna so much. That is love. We are thinking of someone going, well, yeah, good they're gone. We don't have to do any stuff for them. That's, you know, we have to feel, when you talk about loving Krishna, we have to feel the same way the gopis love for Krishna. The gopis were showing us how to love Krishna. Like Prabhupada. All of us know Krishna. It's wrong. You go up and down, you go chanting down. You have a night translating. He's always going morning walk talking. He had a book about conversation, morning walk conversation. So that's what Krishna consciousness means. We have to be like a gem. We see a broken glass. It's useless thing. It's not a jewel. It's like how you said, lifeless. It's not glittering. When you look at the diamond, it hurts your eyes because it has so much light in it. Glittering. So, devotees are like jewels, like diamonds. They're glittering, shining. There's a fire in it. That's what they say, the fire. In the diamond, there's a fire. So, devotees are like fire. We are reflecting on others. Hare Krishna. Any questions? This class was meant for Keshava. He said, oh, I'm at the farm. Too far away to go or something. I said, I don't want to give you a talk. I didn't get enough of it. So. some temples like you live in some of the temples in the world. The rascals, they're not even devotees. They give class twice a week or twice, once a week. So, but it's not that we have to be more exemplary. So, you know, it's nice always to talk about devotees. Yeah. Any questions?
Thank you.
Hey, you're shrinking. Because you're humble. You're talking too much of me, I can't take it. Okay, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai.